Welcome to my golf diary. This is where I share with you my most intimate secrets in relation to the game of golf. So today I'm going to head down to Fota Island Golf Club in Cork, and on the way I'm going to tell you perhaps the most intimate thing about my golf game. And it's this: why do I play golf? The reason I play golf determines everything. And clarity about why you play golf is probably the greatest important asset to you as a golfer. So this recording now starts with the question of why. Why play golf at all? And on a day like this where the sun is shining and there are a few clouds but not many in the sky and there's no wind, as I come down from the top of the hill in Glanmire right down and head eastwards towards Waterford, the answer might be very simple. You play golf because the weather is so good. But I have a personal reason for playing golf, and this is it. I play golf for my mental health. Yes, golf is one of my main defenders and promoters of my mental health. It is the only organized exercise that I take. Okay, if I was going to the gym regularly, in fact even sporadically, I could be telling you that my main defense for my mental health was going to the gym. But it's no, I play golf. It's the exercise I do. Golf appeals to me because it operates at seven different levels. There's the exercise level, and you know, those of you who are golfers know that there's a certain amount of physical exercise in golf. But those of you who aren't completely in love with golf will realize that, you know, you get very little exercise when you're playing golf. You'd work up a much more of a sweat in 15 minutes in the gym than you would even on the steepest hill in Cork, in Muskerry Golf Club, let's say. You know, struggling up the hill there would take almost nothing out of you in comparison with going up the hill on a treadmill. So it's not about the physical exercise, but it is about the mental exercise. Golf demands incredible physical mental exercise. It demands a huge amount of self-control, and self-control is an effort. You know, the child, the baby in the just out of the womb, has no self-control, and puts it all out there in all sorts of ways without any self-control. So self-control is a developmental experience. It comes, and in golf you ratchet forward up a lot, because everybody who plays golf successfully will tell you that, you know, the closer you can get to being in the now, the better you're going to be, meaning that you don't break clubs that you've just failed to hit a good shot with. You don't curse and swear, even to yourself. You don't beat yourself up about, you know, the fact that you topped the ball into the bunker, or you inadvertently incurred a penalty shot. You don't do any of that. You put everything behind you now and you focus on the very next shot. You also don't get yourself into huge hieroglyphics of imagination about how brilliant you're going to be at golf when you're on about the fifth hole and you've scored well for five holes. You've got a long way to go and you better just concentrate on the very next shot. Otherwise, you know, many a golf round has fallen apart on the basis of people thinking that they were going to have a good score. And the falling down, the disappointment is a lot worse then. So why do I play golf? It's for my mental health, and it's a great combination of the senses, because on the one hand you're moving, on the other hand you hear things, and when you're playing golf you actually do need to listen. You need to listen to whether the ball hit that tree and fell to the ground, or whether it went through the trees, whether it did actually plop in the water. What it sounded like off the club will tell you as much as sight but you have to use your sight as well, so that's obvious. So your hearing, your sight, your feel. Golf is all about feel, the touch, the holding of the club in the hand. What other senses have we got? You do not taste the sand. You don't pick it up, and that's against the rules to get in a bunker and put some sand in your mouth and taste it. And it's, I take this as the gospel truth, you don't, when you're reading a green, you don't actually lick it, right? You don't actually get to taste it in that way. But you do taste a lot of things when you're going around a golf club. You taste little victories and you taste little defeats. So you actually do have, and you might even, have a Mars bar or highly advisable, bring a banana. You know, all these tennis players carry bananas, so why shouldn't golfers carry bananas? I wonder what kind of nourishment you take. But a lot of golfers do actually bring something to pump up the blood sugar level, especially when you get to the 13th and 14th hole. You need a little bit of a lift, as the legs will be going on you at that stage. But I have taken my anti-inflammatories today. So all I really meant to say is that golf is a very sensual game. If I've forgotten one of the senses, I'm not going to forget the sense of being emotionally intelligent. And this isn't about thinking. This is about all the intelligences. You know, golfers are engineers. They're constantly measuring the distance from the green, the angle of the club, the power of the shot. It's a very engineering type job altogether to be a golfer. Golfers are aesthetic people. The beauty of the trajectory of the ball, the arc of engagement, I'll call it, the club coming into the ball, whether it's hitting the ball from underneath, lifting it up, or going down through the ball, letting the natural angle and grooves of the club determine the backspin and determine the height of that the ball will fly at. So why do I play golf? It's all about mental health, because mental health is physical health. Mental health is not a thinking matter, neither is it a feeling matter. It's a whole body experience, and golf is that, a whole body experience. There are thoughts, there are feelings, but there are a lot of more than that. On the golf course, you really want the thoughts to come and go. You don't want them to hang around. You don't want any thoughts to hang around at all. The ultimate position is a mindful one in which you basically, with wry amusement, watch situations come and go as you focus down in on the very next pace that you're taking in the direction of the ball and the read you can do of the green as you are stepping across that gorgeous, gorgeous turf. So, okay, I wax lyrical because golf is a poetic game. It's all of the great poets were golfers, even though some of them never picked up a golf club in their life, right? I'm not just thinking of Don Betjeman when I refer to this. I'm sure Betjeman wrote poetry about golf, but I can't remember. In fact, what is the greatest golf poem ever written? Or not just what is the greatest one, because that lugs us into discriminatory skills. No, what are the golf poems? Yeah, what are the greatest golf poems? Wouldn't it be great to have, the man from, no, not Snowy River, the man from Augusta, or the man from Pebble Beach, or more to the point on this particular weekend, the man from the Players. Because this is the weekend when that almost a major competition, the Players, is on. Okay, that's the secret, my greatest, most intimate secret in relation to golf, shared with you and you alone today.